Tennessee. One person was killed and three others were injured.
There's new data showing that snuffing out menthol cigarettes might be helpful. CBS's Michael George.
As the Food and Drug Administration considers prohibiting the sale of menthol cigarettes, a new study concludes a ban would significantly reduce smoking rates. Researchers in North Carolina looked at menthol bans in Canada, Europe, and elsewhere. They found while 50% of menthol smokers switched to non-menthol cigarettes, almost a quarter of menthol smokers quit altogether.
A new study also finds that persistent COVID infections are more common than previously thought. Researchers with the University of Oxford found 1 to 3% of people who catch COVID have infections lasting a month or longer. Those patients were also 55% more likely to get long COVID, which could linger for months. Pope Francis canceled his meetings today because of a mild case of the flu. That's according to the Vatican. He's been having some illness. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Civic Media's Rich LoCascio. Could you introduce me as a wrestler right now? You could call me like the punching bag or the patsy or something.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the punching bag, Pete Schwabba.
Now I'd be looking across the ring at my opponent's eyes getting really wide as he got ready to wail on me.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Almost Show.
Green Bay is a fine town, but I'm just telling you, you're better off to take a horse. Don't drive in Green Bay, and for God's sake, don't get a parking ticket. So how about this? We find out how much revenue does Green Bay get from parking tickets, and we say that the Packers are going to donate that, and we're going to have free parking in Green Bay. How about that? Todd for mayor of Green Bay.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Gear up. I'm Maggie Dawn, and I'm back on the airwaves weekdays from 2 to 4 p.m. starting next Monday. Tune in for fearless conversation and practical solutions. Don't miss it.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, lots of sunshine, highs in the mid-30s, a little breezy. Breezy tonight, mostly cloudy, 29. For Sunday, mostly sunny, a high around 46. We'll be into the mid-50s on Monday and into the upper 50s with a chance of rain showers on your Tuesday. Currently 33 degrees.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
From the rolling bluffs of the Driftless region to the pristine shorelines of Superior in Michigan, from the Northwoods to the Kettle Moraine, Civic Media broadcasts across all of Wisconsin. For all of Wisconsin. Take a trip with us across the radio network to hear from communities throughout the state. This is the Civic Media Spotlight.
First up on this week's Civic Media Spotlight, we go to the Chad Holmes Show of WXCO, where Chad interviews Matt Tums of the U.S. Wheelchair Curling Team.
And welcome back. Chad Holmes with you here on Pole Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230 online at BullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. And we're very happy to welcome into studio, if you're watching on our stream on both our Facebook page and our X page, you see, normally it's me sitting around the table, but now we got a full table as we are very happy to be joined by Matt Toombs, who is a member of the USA Wheelchair Curling Team that will be heading off to South Korea coming up in the next few weeks, and also joined from the Wausau Curling Club by Jim Forst. And gentlemen, thank you both for coming on in this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We're going to start off with Matt, because you will be the one that's actually on the ice participating as a member of Team USA coming up in the next few weeks. First of all, I wanted to ask you about your injury, when you first became injured, and then how it connects with curling. But when did you first get injured?
I got injured in 2005. I fell out of a tree, and I became a T7 paraplegic. And I lived in a small community up north in Ogama, and I lived there for till 2009. And then I finished schooling through the NTC with an accounting degree, and I got my bachelor's through Upper Iowa. And then I moved to Wausau because there was more job opportunities. And my wife at the time in 2012 saw Learn to Curl at the new club they just opened up. And I went down there to try it out, see what curling was. I have no idea there was a sport like that. Club members just took me to the side, and we practiced different delivery techniques. That was on a Sunday, and the next night I joined the league and started curling.
Did you know rather quickly that this is something that you can get really good at? Because sometimes when people jump into any kind of activity or athletic, all of a sudden it just kind of clicks. Did it click quickly for you, where you said, hey, I'm pretty good at this?
The first year really had no real direction from another wheelchair curler until that spring in March. The national curling team was having tryouts in Janesville, Wisconsin at Blackhawk Curling Club. I found out about it, and then I drove down just to meet the head coach, meet the team, and see actually how you deliver a stone properly from a wheelchair. Just hearing the words, you could be a Paralympian one day, that was enough drive for me. And then the next fall, when the curling club opened back up, I was out practicing and throwing a lot of rocks.
How important was having curling as part of your recovery in terms of being active? Because I imagine that's one of the aspects where to be active, to have goals like this, to be able to reach the top and be part of and wear the flag on your jacket. How important was curling in the aftermath? Because that had to have been just a really difficult time.
It helped a lot. I was always active in outdoor activities, you know, before I was injured. And after injured, I still kept up. You know, I still hunted and fished, and I did some kayaking. But in the winter, kind of all shuts down because I wasn't a downhill skier, didn't want to right. mono ski and things like that. When I found curling, it made the winter months go so fast. And then I could go out on the ice by myself and just practice, you know. And then there was the team dynamics of it, where, you know, it's a competition in sports, and you can do it with other people too. You can play wheelchair curling with able-bodied curlers. And
so you still are involved in leagues around here in Wausau then, correct?
Correct. I have one league on Monday night. I can't commit to more because I'm traveling a lot. Right. So Monday night's usually the night I'm actually in Wausau. Yeah, I curl with my girlfriend Shayna, her dad, and a couple other people. So it's fun. That's my only, I call it my non-competitive, so I can just relax and whatever happens, happens.
A social outing, in a
correct.
Sense, right?
Yes.
We'll get more of your upcoming trips to South Korea and your previous part of the national team in a moment. I wanted to bring Jim in as part of the discussion on the Wausau Curling Club, because there's something that's real special about that club here in Wausau, isn't there? I mean, it really has got the fancy of a lot of folks here in central Wisconsin, hasn't it?
Well, we're fortunate in having in having a really great facility. Curling, you can compare it to bowling alleys a little bit, and the bowling alleys have so many lanes, and the more sophisticated and modern bowling alleys have 10, 15, 20 lanes. We have 8 sheets to curl on, and the most curling clubs in Wisconsin are smaller than that. So we really have a fantastic facility that we're able to use all winter long. We're also able to bring in curlers from other parts of the state and the Midwest and actually around the United States.
How many leagues do you have? Because we're talking about leagues here in terms of, because obviously you bring in these special events, and that I remember last year we had a huge event coming in. I mean, it seems to be somewhat regular. How many people are in, I mean, I would call it the casual curlers are involved in leagues here in Central Wisconsin.
We have just over 400 members. We're recovering from the COVID pandemic, but we're getting back to where we used to be. We have leagues every day. I curl in a morning senior recreational league on Monday, Wednesday, Friday mornings. High schoolers come in and practice Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday in the afternoons. We have men's leagues. We have women's leagues. We have mixed leagues, open leagues as they're called, pretty much throughout the week and the evening. On weekends, that's where we have our special events like the men's invitational that I just mentioned. And this year, we have something just about every weekend from the 1st of November through mid-March. This coming weekend is the state high school curling meet here in Wausau. It's been in Wausau for years. Following that, we'll have our Silver Spoon Bonspiel, where members bring someone who doesn't curl to try to introduce them to the sport. We'll have the club championships in March. So we're really busy. We use the facility from basically October through March, and it's busy all the time.
Again, we're talking to Matt Toombs, who is a member of the USA Wheelchair Curling Team. He'll be heading off to the Wheelchair Worlds in South Korea in early March, and also Jim Force from the Wausau Curling Club. Matt, where have you traveled? Where are some of the places that you've been able to see as part of because of this sport, you know, to take you around the world?
I've traveled to Switzerland, Scotland several times, Loja, Finland quite a few times. Was in Beijing twice, once for World Championships and then the 2022 Paralympics. I was in South Korea about in 2016. I think that was my first major trip with the Team USA. We call it the top eight. After team trials, they have 8 people. And then from the 8, they choose the 5 final for the team. And I was in the top 8 for like 3 or 4 years before I made it to the final 5. And all over Canada, numerous times. So I get a lot of air miles in.
Before you joined curling, had you been able to travel at all? Has this opened up the world in a certain way?
I think I was on an airplane twice before I started curling. So, yes, I tell a lot of people, if it wasn't for my injury, I wouldn't have traveled as much and done as much. I'd just be a 9-to-5 Joe, like a lot of people. So I'm very blessed to found curling, and I got a great group of people that I curl with, and people, you know, you have more friends around the world than you realize.
The team aspect of curling. I mean, you have your job. Are you the skip? Is that correct?
Correct.
Could you explain what the skip is?
So a skip is like the quarterback of curling, for lack of a better term of it, because you're not in the house and you're telling the other teams what kind of shots to throw and what kind of strategy and how you want to set up the end to score points or, you know, steal or whatever. You've pretty much down there doing the strategy and communicating with the rest of the team on what kind of rocks you want them to deliver.
And there are different numbers. There's different competitions, correct? I mean, in terms of, is there double? I mean, could you explain maybe the different versions of curling that you're involved in?
Sure. The 4-person curling, in wheelchair, you have to have at least one person of the opposite sex on curling at all times. So it could be 3 women, 1 guy. Mm-hmm. We are set up as 3 guys, usually typically, and 1 lady. So it's four person. Each person delivers two stones, starting from the lead, second, the third, and then the skip. And mixed doubles just became a Paralympic sport for wheelchair curling. This upcoming one will be the first time. And just 3 years ago, it was a world championship, was the first time for mixed doubles, which is only two people, mm-hmm. a guy and a girl. And they set it up different. So you play with five stones instead of eight. And there's two stones already in play. And it's a slightly different strategy. Well, it's quite a different strategy. But the delivery and making your shots, it's still the same. You know, you still got to make your shots and figure out what strategy you need. But mixed doubles, each person, it's like they're not, like I'm not the skip. Me and my teammate, Oyuna, we talk strategy together and figure out what kind of shots. Whereas in four-person, the skip does a lot of it. But, I mean, not saying the other three can't, you know, have an opinion or talk through shot scenarios and stuff. So...
But in the end, the skip is still going to be the one that makes that.
Correct. It's all you win as a team and you lose as a skip. That's the same.
You listen, but then hey, ultimately somebody's got to make that decision.
Right.
We're going to come back in about 2 minutes. I want to continue with a few more minutes with both Matt Toombs and Jim Force talking about curling and talking about the Worlds coming up, and also talking about the Wisconsin aspect and some of the other folks that I know, Jim, we're going to be talking to coming up hopefully in the next month or so as well. So we're going to come back in 2 minutes and talk more with Matt Toombs and Jim Force as we continue here on this Wednesday morning. The time is 8:48. I'm Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230.
The Chad Holmes Show is part of the Civic Media Radio Network and airs on WXCO weekday mornings from 8 until 10. To learn more about this show and all of the Civic Media programming, check out the website at civicmedia.us/shows.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for the Todd Allball Show.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
Finding the special healthcare resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special healthcare needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions. Get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Next up on this week's Civic Media Spotlight, we'll hear from the Earl Ingram Show. This week, Earl was joined by Claiborne Benson III, the founder and director of the Wisconsin Black Historical Society. You can catch the Earl Ingram Show across the Civic Media Radio Network from 8 to 10 a.m. or anytime as a podcast wherever you listen to them. No kind of feeling inside.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I'm joined by my special guest, Mr. Claiborne Benson. He is the founder and curator of Wisconsin's Black Historical Society. And so, Claiborne, you can join us at 844-967-2789.
There's a continuation of things. For example, recently there is the threat of fraud, voter fraud. Clearly there has been no proven evidence of voter fraud, and there have been Republicans who actually have done extensive research on whether or not fraud existed, or especially in the African-American areas, and there's no evidence of it. Not saying that there aren't one or two incidents of it, but on top, on massive fraud to influence our whole voting process has not happened.
Well, you would say nothing that would warrant all of these major changes that have come into existence.
That's right.
Based on really a lie.
Yeah, you're right. Based on a lie or a threat that they're concerned. And so you asked the question, how does this impact? How does this impact us today? Why should we be concerned about it? When we can have a system to say that a UW system take $32 million out of the budget, when education is the most important thing that has to happen to educate or empower people in general, Black, Native Americans, Hispanic communities, whatever, education is the key. If you don't want to see bad behavior, educate them. And that is what the university system was doing with the $32 million. And the system makes a decision to take that $32 million off the table and block all other kinds of events that take place that brings money into the African-American community. African-Americans are taxpayers, and they do deserve to have some involvement in the budget.
You know, so you talked about the $32 million. What is that?
The UW system.
Because of diversity, that's equity, and inclusion.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. They take that money out of the budget so that it does not go. And I'm sure that had to have some impact. But clearly, the UW system is crucial to our survival, and our people need to have the educational assistance so that they can get an education.
So Claiborne, we tout around the world our voting capabilities, and that it's been said we've got the greatest political system in the entire world, and yet there's people are led to believe that it's dysfunctional because somebody didn't get elected that they wanted to get elected. And so we're willing to throw all that down the river and then disenfranchise other people.
That's right.
Based on a lie. I mean, it's just true. And all of this history that you're talking about that our forefathers and other people fought, bled, and died for, they just take that away with one fell swoop, and then people are silent on it. It's just not right.
Well, it's not right. You asked the question earlier, when did all African Americans get the right to vote nationally?
Right.
When did this in other states as well? And it's 4 years later, 1870 is when African Americans gained the actual legitimate right to vote, not just in Wisconsin, but in the entire United States. We get the right to vote.
You know, Claiborne, I would say without question that this knowledge, this history that you are giving us right now is not just important to children. It's important to adults who didn't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right?
Yes, it is.
I mean, so we go through our entire lives not knowing what transpired, what took place, why things are the way they are. And there's a history that you can follow that will point step by step how we got to where we are right now.
And so I started this out by the 1849 referendum vote being African Americans being denied the right to vote. But then as I ended, all of these little things are a continuation of methods to prevent African Americans from having the right to vote. I didn't mention two African American teachers hired in 1939 to be teachers in the Milwaukee Public School. Now, as far as people are concerned, at that point, there was no African American teachers. These teachers are hired, and Samuel Cerf makes a decision that he wants to be reelected in the seventh automatic district in Milwaukee, and he is elected. He gets Black support to be elected. He's a white person, and he gets reelected as the seventh automatic district alderman. But he He hires these two black teachers, and up until that point, there aren't any black teachers, and people are happy about it, and they support him. I guess that's I don't know what the answer is there. He is bribing people to elect him, because that's a big concern of the white aldermen during that period of time, and county supervisors and state representative, to be reelected into their districts, and yet he is. All of these are little methods in which have been to manipulate the outcome of the elections, and that's what we should not be having.
You know, Claiborne, this information is not to make anybody feel bad. There's nobody living today that was involved in any of those things. Yeah. So there's no reason that anybody living today should feel bad about what transpired back then.
Right.
The point of this information that you are giving is to make sure that people understand what did happen.
Yes.
And it is important. We can't say, well, that happened. We don't want to be reminded of it. Because other people's history, they make sure you're reminded of it, right?
Certainly, yeah.
And never forget what happened. Mm-hmm. But our history, people want to just somehow say, well, you know, that happened back then.
Yeah.
No.
I made the point how these things are happening now.
Right.
How the things that happened then are influencing behavior patterns that are happening now.
All right. My guest is Claiborne Benson. He is the curator of Wisconsin's Black Historical Society and founder. 844-967-2789. We're going to continue this very important conversation.
Tell me that you love me, yeah.
Tell me something good.
The Earl Ingram Show is part of the Civic Media Radio Network and airs on select Civic Media stations weekday mornings from 8 till 10. To learn more about this show and all of the Civic Media programming, check out the website at civicmedia.us/shows.
Locally Grown Radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
CBS News Brief. Voting in South Carolina's Republican presidential primary ends at 7 p.m. local time. University of Virginia political analyst Larry Sabato believes former President Trump will win easily.
This should not be a long night. It's going to be pretty obvious pretty quickly that Trump is winning. You can argue about by how many points. Does it really matter? Answer, no.
Israelis took to the streets of Tel Aviv today for their weekly march to demand the resignation of the Netanyahu government.
Our government has failed. It needs to go. We need new government. We need new people, new leadership.
Russia's invasion of Ukraine has now entered its third year. This Ukrainian man was asked if he would trade territory captured by the Russians for peace.
Definitely not. Because many people have died for these territories, and there is no point in giving them up.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
A big win for the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After a rough start under new head coach Doc Rivers, the Bucks beat the Timberwolves in Minnesota, 112-107. Giannis with 33 points, Damian Lillard with 21, then went live after the game on ESPN.
A lot of scrutiny about Doc Rivers after the 3-7 start, but this is a very impressive win. From the inside, what has that transition been like?
On the inside, it's been good. I think we understand that having our third coach this season, including our interim coach, it's going to take some time, you know, to get adjusted and to kind of reestablish who we want to be and what we want to do on both sides of the ball. And when you're going through that type of transition midseason, you can run up against a team that's just flowing well. You can run up against a team that's just feeling good. A lot of things can happen, and, you know, we just haven't been on the winning side. But I think on the inside, we can feel the tide turning. Just got to do what we do and just keep pushing. That's it.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, lots of sunshine, highs in the mid-30s, a little breezy. Breezy tonight, mostly cloudy, 29. For Sunday, mostly sunny, a high around 46. We'll be into the mid-50s on Monday and into the upper 50s with a chance of rain showers on your Tuesday. Currently 33 degrees.
Hey, it's Matt LePay. You're listening to Wisconsin Badgers Men's Hockey on WFHR, locally grown radio, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and 9.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
All the moments.
Earl wants to shoot, works around a man, shoot.
Engel holds his own. Here's a shot. They score. Get ready, Milwaukee. The Badgers are on their way to the Frozen Four.
All the game winners.
Barnes back in. Picked up. Badgers score. Mark Sangerly. Wisconsin wins the inaugural Big Ten championship.
All the legends.
Sleep deep. Breakaway. Caulfield in for the win. He shoots it. Scores. Give him the homie now.
This is Badger hockey.
The Badgers empty their bench and
It's everything.
Keep it going, baby!
Badger Hockey is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly, and by Alliant Energy, powering beyond. Badger Hockey is on the air.
Good evening, hockey fans from Pagoula Ice Arena in State College, Pennsylvania. Welcome to Wisconsin Badger Hockey. Tonight it's the Badgers and the Penn State Nittany Lions in their series finale. Jason Jennings, our producer at our Learfield studios in Jefferson City, Missouri, sitting next to Paul Capobianco from UW Athletic Brand Communications. I'm Brian Posick. Well, last night the Badgers secured no worse than a second-place finish in the Big Ten with a 6-0 win over the Nittany Lions. Cruz Lucius scored two power play goals. Matthew DeSaint Fowl lit the lamp twice as well. William Whitelaw and Carson Bantle scored, and Kyle McClellan pitched his 7th shutout of the season as the Badgers improved to 23-8-2, 14-6-1 in the Big Ten, while Penn State fell to 13-15-3, 5-13-3 in league play. The Nittany Lions have won only 3 of their last 10 Big Ten games. Penn State dealing with its own problems. As for Wisconsin, a good bounce-back weekend after last weekend in Columbus where the Badgers were swept by Ohio State. And, Paul, you could probably put that in the top 5 of the best games the Badgers have played this season.
Yeah, I mean, once they got going yesterday, it was pretty much no looking back. Penn State had a pretty good start. William Whitelaw got the Badgers going, and from then on, it was all Badgers. 2 goals each period, 2 goals on the power play, which is a huge deal. Top line, 4 goals and 4 assists between Cruz Lucius, David Cilia, and Matthew DeSaint Fowl. Nothing on the scoreboard against. I mean, you couldn't have scripted it better way for Wisconsin victory to respond from last week at Ohio State. And they got some help again from Ohio State this weekend, so everything coming up roses yesterday for Wisconsin, but today's a new day.
It is. Nevertheless, Ohio State beats Michigan State last night, which allowed Wisconsin to pull within 1 point of the first place Spartans in the Big Ten with 3 games left to play. There's one here tonight, and then there's 2 big ones in Madison next weekend, I hear, Paul. Is that right?
Yeah, right now the Badgers are down 1 point to the first place Michigan State Spartans, so no matter what happens tonight, the Badgers and Spartans will be playing for the Big Ten regular season title next weekend, Friday and Saturday, 8 o'clock, both nights at the Kohl Center. Did a little research today. One, the Badgers have never played for the title at the Kohl Center, obviously, but 1990 team won on the last day of the season at the Coliseum in an overtime win over North Dakota. The 1977 team won it also at the Coliseum in a game against Duluth. So a very rare occasion, and again, some things have to happen before we get to next weekend, but kind of makes your mouth water a little bit looking ahead.
Haven't you listened to Mike Hastings all year long? Take care of your dailies, Paul. Take care of your dailies.
No question. You got to take care of your dailies. But the good thing is, for us, we can talk about things like that. It doesn't affect our performance, I think.
Speak for yourself. I'm always affected. Badgers and the Nittany Lions here today. Wisconsin, which won the regular season series from Penn State last night. In fact, the Badgers have won 5 regular season series this year against Big Ten opponents. The only one that it won't win is Michigan State. Spartans swept the Badgers in East Lansing back in November, but Wisconsin gets another crack at the green and white next weekend. But first things first, it's Wisconsin and Penn State. We'll hear from head coach Mike Hastings in a moment. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Hey, it's Matt LePay. You're listening to Wisconsin Badgers Men's Hockey on WFHR, locally grown radio, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM, a Civic Media station. Download our free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Listen to Wisconsin Athletics all season long on your local Civic Media radio station.
Max Inc. Radio invites you to a live concert each week over the radio. It's Live in the Lair on Max Inc. Saturday night. It's a full hour of live music and in-depth interviews with the artists. Listen across Civic Media every Saturday at 9 p.m. and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group at movetomadison.com. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Snow brings thoughts of ways to stay busy in Wisconsin during the winter. And if you anticipate hitting the slopes, are you surprised to learn there are more than 36 ski resorts across the state? It ranges from Wilmot Mountain, which opened in 1938 in Kenosha County, to Mount La Crosse Ski Area with one of the longest runs in Wisconsin. Granite Peak offers 58 runs outside Wausau, and Wild Mountain Ski Area and its 7 lifts near Hayward. Now, do you know which of those resorts sits on the highest slope? The answer coming up. Recreational skiing started in the Midwest. The Lost Ski Areas Project reports the first documentation of actual downhill skiers happened in Beloit in 1841. So which resort sits on the highest slope today? It's Granite Peak near Wausau and boasts 400 acres at a 700-foot vertical drop. The fun and history of skiing is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm Naheem Hines, running back for the Indianapolis Colts and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. But MDA helped her get the best treatments and care, and they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan, and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at MDA.org today.
We're at Pagula Ice Arena in State College, Pennsylvania. Final regular season road game of the year. The Wisconsin Badgers and the Penn State Nittany Lions. Wisconsin, a 6-0 victory last night. Head coach Mike Hastings is with us. And Mike, I know you were curious about how your team would react after what happened in Columbus last weekend. It seems like they reacted pretty well.
Yeah, I liked the way the end of the night finished. I thought it was, I'm not going to say completely 60 minutes, but I thought it was a really good reaction. A bounce back for us. You've been around all week. I thought we had a better week of practice, so our preparation, I think, poured right into the execution on a couple of different things, and we needed that to happen because we need to get back on track.
So it wasn't perfect, but it looked awfully close.
You know what? It's as us Grinches called coaches, you know, you always want a little bit more, but I will say that's as, you know, we were leaky defensively the weekend against Ohio State. We didn't do enough offensively against Ohio Ohio State, whether that was on the power play or 5-on-5. Last night, I thought we did a better job defensively. I thought we were really good at executing power play. We had some guys make some plays. I thought because of our defense, we created offense off it. Multitude of outnumbered rushes because we defended well. And that's been our identity from day one, and we need that to continue going forward into tonight.
It was really good to see Matthew D. St. Fowl and Cruz Lucius and David Cilia come through, too. You put them back together for the first time in a few weeks, and boy, they produced.
Yeah, they did. You know, and those guys have been the leaders for us offensively. They've been the leaders for us in the locker room. We're going to need somebody to carry us at different times, and for them to step up the way that they did 5-on-5, the way that they stepped up on the power play, they were a threat all night, and they did it without creating other teams' offense. So for me, we needed that group to do what they did, and I'm very proud of them for doing what they did.
As far as the power play, Cruz converts twice. So what was different about it last night that maybe we hadn't seen here in the last couple of weeks?
Well, you saw this week. I thought we started playing with a little bit more confidence. We started to play quicker. You know, we created a turnover. It went from their stick to our stick, in zone to backdoor to Cruz on the first one. Second one, a second effort really out of two guys. David Cilia has taken the faceoff. We've talked about importance of starting with possession in the offensive zone on the power play. And Carson Bantle gets in, and, you know, David's actually on his knees, almost going to his hip. And he has a second effort to get that back to Dexheimer, who puts it on a tee for Cruz. And Cruz just ripped it. And you know, Cruz was prepared for it. Great second effort by David. Dex puts it on a tee and score a goal. It didn't take a long time. So we need those types of plays to continue to hopefully build the confidence that that group had last night.
Not only was the power play good last night against Penn State, the penalty kill as well, 4-for-4, and that's minus Owen Lindmark and Jack Horbach. Badgers and Nittany Lions, more with Mike Hastings in a moment. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We're born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Wisconsin and Penn State coming up here in just a bit with head coach Mike Hastings. You got the point, a win that you needed to clinch no worse than second place in the Big Ten. And then the team that beat you last weekend twice does you a favor last night in East Lansing as Ohio State beat Michigan State. It's going down to the wire. This is fun.
Yeah, and we've got to stay present and worry about what we're doing. Like last night going into the game, there wasn't a talk about what was going on with Ohio State and Michigan State. It was what we were doing here and at Penn State. And again, hopefully we can get off to a little bit better start from this scenario, staying out of the box. You know, we played with a little bit of fire there, our penalty kill, and Kyle did a great job at allowing Tassie to get into the offensive zone. Whitelaw grabbing a puck, and the first shot goes behind him, and we've got a lead. You know, so we've got to get off to a bit better start that way, try to stay out of the box, play as much five-on-five hockey as we can at the beginning of this game. Yeah.
It's never easy in college hockey, but Kyle McClellan, you know, he made 27 saves last night, but he didn't have to make any crazy saves. For lack of a better term, there are times he's bailed you out, right? And last night, I think his teammates made it a little bit easier on him.
What do they say? Heavy is the head that wears the crown, yeah, you know, and he's been a guy that's worn that for us. And last weekend, we didn't give him a lot of support, put him on an island. You think of the overtime winner, you think of our luck of, you know, really deciding where a puck was going to go, our puck maintenance, mm-hmm. our puck decisions, and he had to make some quick first, second, and third saves. Last night we did a better job defending inside out, and if it did get to him, it was one and done or one and two. It wasn't the third, and so that has to be our identity tonight. But he has been happy to see him get his seventh. He's the first one to turn around and credit the crew in front of him, and we need a little bit more of that connectivity, which you and I talk a lot about, if we're going to be successful here at the most important time of the year.
And I'll close with this, that point about connectivity too. It's one thing to be connected on the ice. You also have to be connected amongst yourselves as teammates in the locker room, when you travel, when you're with each other, when you're not playing hockey. That's sometimes easier said than done.
Yeah, it is. These young men have got a lot of things going on in life. And, you know, for some guys, I'll talk about our seniors just quick here. You know, they've got days and weeks left together. That's it. And then they turn the page. Hopefully, you know, some guys are going to have the opportunity to realize their dream and play in the National Hockey League. One of the most important pieces is those guys to just stay present. Because at the end of the day, what they do today is showing what their potential is for down the road. So as long as they can stay present, they're presenting themselves in the most marketable way as they can. I've also seen these guys have an opportunity to write history together, because this is going to be, you know, the last season that this group is together. So go out and stay present at what you're doing so you can accomplish what you're capable of accomplishing. And our guys have done a really good job of that. This week was good both on and off the ice, on just understanding when we're selfless, when we set the next guy up for success, we're a much better hockey team than when we're trying to just get ours. And I thought the guys did a really good job of focusing on that, and I want to credit our leadership group for that this week.
That's head coach Mike Hastings, Wisconsin and Penn State. Coming up, this is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The morning show on WFHR. It's different.
That's when all of a sudden, if you notice every other Batman costume, the cowl is not attached to the suit anymore.
Right.
And Batman can actually do this amazing thing where he turns his head. The Joker's masterful plan of going to the left. Serpentine! Quick penguin, serpentine!
Weekdays from 8 to 10 a.m. only on locally grown radio.
Data shows that after a child turns 9 in foster care, they are much less likely to be adopted. But the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption believes every child is adoptable.
Families, if you're able to let your hair down a little bit, there's a lot to learn from teenagers.
The clock is ticking for teens at risk of aging out of foster care. Learn how you can help at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Thanks for listening to this Civic Media Station. You're one of thousands of people tuned in right now, whether on the radio, the app, the podcast, or stream. Audio is the number one source of information and entertainment among adults in the U.S. If you own a business or you're in charge of growing a business, this is a key fact, and you should know how it can work for you. That's where we come in. At Civic Media, our local radio stations influence local people, the same people who shop and buy at your place. Now we also reach those same customers wherever they are in the digital world as well. From podcasts to streaming to apps, laptops, and smartphones, our digital advertising capabilities ensure that we deliver the right message to the right people at the right time. And with our state-of-the-art measurement systems, we can prove it. Schedule a short meeting to learn how we can partner locally to help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us. Click on sponsorship. You'll hear back within 24 hours.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, lost of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Still got about 15 minutes before the Badgers series finale against Penn State here in Happy Valley. Last night, the Badgers 6-0 victory over Penn State. Wisconsin has a chance to sweep three conference road series for the first time since the 2012-13 campaign. They're going for 24 wins this season. That would be their most since the 13-14 campaign. Meanwhile, Penn State, it's been struggling a bit, normally known for its high-octane offense. The Nittany Lions have been quiet a lot of this season. Last night, they were shut out for the fourth time in 11 games. They have scored two goals or less 9 times this season. Generally, they're up averaging 3.5, 4, more than 4 goals per game, but this season, not the case. Only 2.5 goals per game in Big Ten play. Their top gun is freshman Aiden Fink, the one-time Wisconsin commit, who has 15 goals and 33 points. Fink had 3 shots on goal last night. One of their other top scorers, Ryan Kerwin, had but 2. Danny Genev, who's got 24 points, he only had 2 shots on goal. This is a team, Paul, that averages close to 40 shots on goal per game, but the Badgers have done an excellent job of preventing them from getting the puck to the net this season.
That's really hard to do against Penn State, because we've seen over the years how they get into a rhythm where they're just shooting the puck from everywhere, sideboards, outside the blue line, whatever, and they just kind of go to work from there with their forecheck and looking for bounces of pucks. And either they aren't doing that this year, or the Badgers are doing a heck of a job preventing them from doing that as they normally would. And yeah, you're talking about their struggles offensively. If you look at the 3 games, Wisconsin's outscored them 16-4.
Ooh. That's impressive. That's impressive. And again, here's a team that averages about 40 shots on goal per game. Wisconsin, though, this season, you know, has held them under 30 shots on goal in all 3 games they've played so far. It's only happened 4 times this season where Penn State had less than 30 shots on goal, and the Badgers have done it 3 times. That's pretty impressive. A couple of other things we wanted to pass along, too, having to do with current or former Wisconsin, or actually more former Wisconsin Badgers than current. But Joe Pavelski reached a milestone this week that was pretty cool, wasn't it?
Yeah, amazing. What an NHL career he's had. 14th 20-goal season. 4th American all-time to do that in the National Hockey League, and the 4th player that played NCAA or college hockey to do it. Unbelievable consistency. He's gotten over 40 goals in the past. Just keeps going. 39 yep. years old right now with the Dallas Stars. Unfortunately, he made it to the finals a few times, once with San Jose, that he probably would have won the Conn Smythe if the Sharks would have won. I believe it was against the Pittsburgh Penguins. And they've been right there, the Dallas Stars, obviously now playing with Ryan Suter and Craig Smith, a couple of the Madison or the Wisconsin triumvirate. But he's fun to watch. He just does what he does, sits around the front of the net, tips pucks, gets rebounds. It's unbelievable. He just is a machine.
Yeah, Ryan McDonough with the Rangers, the Lightning, now with the Predators. 300-plus assists for him. That's impressive, too.
Yeah, I mean, he's, as a Ranger fan myself, it was fun watching him play for them for a few years. Obviously went on to Tampa Bay and was an anchor there, and just keeps it going. He's just hard-nosed player, another unbelievable Badger.
Yep, and Chris Chelios was a pretty good Badger and a pretty good pro, too. And
I saw him on TV the other day, and he looks like he probably still play.
I think I've heard people talk about that occasionally, but yeah, tomorrow with the Chicago Blackhawks, his hometown team, they're putting his number up in the rafters. I mean, there's not much to say about Chris Chelios, one of the all-time greats in NHL history, a Hall of Famer, three-time Norris Trophy winner, three-time Stanley Cup champ. Wrote a book, good enough to write a book.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he's just keeps going and going. And broadcaster, coach, Olympian, Olympic coach, he does it all.
Yeah, he does. He does. So, it's pretty cool. And we've got some Badgers on this year's squad that someday maybe making a name for themselves in the National Hockey League. Wisconsin and Penn State in the series finale. We'll set the line charts for you when we come back. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Normally, when we do a commercial, we talk about all of the options a Cleary building has. We talk about storing your toys or using it for a workshop. But that's not what I'm going to talk about today. I'd like to salute our remarkable team for giving the customer service you deserve. From our engineers to the folks pounding nails, we are proud of each and every one of them, and we think you will be too. So instead of talking about plenty of space for your vehicles, I hope you will give the best in the business a chance. Cleary Building Corp, since 1978.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
In ice hockey, every move matters. Perfect deflections and redirects, quick releases, optimal shot angles. One misstep can cost you more than just the goal. That's when athletes turn to UW Health. From a dislocation in a body check to muscle pulls from a quick pivot, our sports medicine doctors deliver game-changing care with precision and perfection for every injury. No matter the complexity, UW Health is your go-to team to get you back on the ice in no time. UW Health. Remarkable.
Wanted to mention another former Badger, a tip of the cap. Congratulations to Mike Kemp, longtime assistant coach, who's retiring after 48 years in college athletics. He was an assistant on Jeff Sauer's staff when the Badgers won national championships in 1983 and 1990, 14 years as an assistant coach, then went to Nebraska Omaha and got that program started. So congratulations and all the best to Mike Kemp and his family. Before we continue, we pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 seconds for a legal ID. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Hockey.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Here in Happy Valley, we take a look at other Big Ten action here today. Ohio State's at Michigan State. Buckeyes have won three in a row after knocking off the league-leading Spartans last night, 6-2. Sam Decutt scored twice. Logan Turnus, 34 saves for the Buckeyes, who allowed the Badgers, or helped the Badgers, pull within 1 point of Michigan State for first place in the Big Ten. You know, talking to Guy Gadowski, the Penn State head coach, yesterday about how Ohio State played against Wisconsin last weekend, and he said you can look at their record if you want, but every team in the Big Ten is a good hockey team. It's just that Ohio State had trouble knocking down the door that Steve Rolick said has been just barely open at times, and they certainly have here lately, haven't they? I don't know if anybody would like to play them right now, honestly.
No, I mean, the way they're playing right now, start the playoffs out, the two seed or the three seed are going to end up playing them first round, and that's not going to be a comfortable thing. You know, they have some pretty talented players there. Stephen Halliday, for sure. Even watching a highlight from last night, a move he made and set up a goal. He's just impressive. They have anchors on the defense with Scooter Bricky, and they just have a bunch of other players that are pretty good. And sometimes it just takes a little confidence. You get it going, and then you feel good about yourself, and then you get on a little roll like they are right now.
Yeah, they are. And again, the Buckeyes and the Spartans tonight, they face off at the same time Wisconsin and Penn State does. And then Notre Dame at Michigan, these two teams vying for home ice in the first round of the playoffs. Both have 31 points in the league standings, but Michigan has played two less games than Notre Dame. So a big game for the Fighting Irish, who got shut out at Michigan last night, 4-0. Dylan Duke scored twice for the Wolverines, and Jake Barczewski pitched his first conference shutout. Also, the Wisconsin women's hockey team lost at home to top-ranked Ohio State last night, 3-1. The series finale, the regular season finale at Laban Arena.